A couple of announcements before the homily. Of course, as is our custom here at Our Lady of Grace, we'll have adoration of the Eucharist and the Blessed Sacrament right after Mass. If you can stay, wonderful. If not, if you have an errand or lunch to do, maybe you could come back for another hour or so to spend some really great and important one-on-one time with the Lord. And of course, as usual, there'll be the daily briefing at 4 with Father, live streamed. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today is a day of rejoicing, a day of good news from the Lord. The Israelites are still languishing in Babylon, wondering how much longer they must suffer. And now the Lord comes to Jeremiah, tells him that the time is near. The chosen ones of God will soon be released from their bondage and will return to their home. They will be able to rebuild the temple and once again praise God in Zion. This is not to say that the people did not deserve their time in tribulation. Their lives of idolatry, of self-serving behavior, were certainly justly punished by their exile. But God says, the people that escaped the sword have found favor in the desert. The survivors of some 60 years in an inhospitable land will soon be returning to the home promised to their fathers. With age-old love, I have loved you, so I have kept my mercy toward you. God, the God who chose them out of all the tribes in the world, the God who heard their plea in Egypt and delivered them from bondage, has not forgotten them. His love was and always is present. He never stopped looking with mercy at his people. It was they who had turned away and sought a life without him, a life they tried to fill with false gods, idols, wooden or stone figures who could neither speak nor walk nor give them anything that they needed or desired. Despite their fallenness, God never gave up on them. He never forgot his covenant to be their God and that they would be his people. And this day, he chose to have Jeremiah, his voice among his people, announce the good news that their time in exile was nearing an end. This history lesson is, I pray, helpful to you to understand today's reading. But I dwell on it to point out that Scripture has many levels of meaning and truth. We can look at the written word and take in the history that is being reinforced or referenced. Or we can look for what God might be telling us about his Son, who was then and is now to come. We can try to understand his words in light of the end times. Or we can ask what God might be telling us regarding our lives as chosen people of today. In these difficult times, when so many are sequestered in their nursing homes, assisted living facilities, or even their own homes, we can rightly say we feel exiled. Many of us have lost control of our work lives, being furloughed or completely let go with no recourse. We have had our world turned upside down. We go about our business in the outside world wearing masks, feeling in some way even more alienated from our neighbor and the world around us. We need some good news in the worst way. Well, my brothers and sisters, I would suggest that you take today's first reading as a beginning of God's love letter to you. For this God, who we come to worship today at Mass, has always loved us. He created us out of an overabundance of his love, and he most assuredly has never forgotten this. We are precious to him. We who are weathering the rough waters of this pandemic have found favor with him. He has kept his mercy toward us and would and will see us make it through this time of trial. Not that we haven't deserved this penance. How many of us have knelt at the God of wealth, of pride, of selfishness? In many ways, this generation is not far different from the Israelites of old. They needed a time of exile, a time of purification, a time of remembrance. We need all of these also. Most of all, we need to remember the covenant God has made with us, and we need to return and live up to it. We are God's people. He walked among us, took up his cross so we would be reconciled to the Father, so that heaven, the eternal Zion, would be open to those who remembered his words. Be holy as my heavenly Father is holy. And live lives of holiness, lives as authentic biblical Christians. This is not an impossible request. To be holy, we are again told by none other than God, the Son himself. We need only do the Father's will. We are called each and every day to seek God's voice, to tell us his marching orders for us that very day. Do you do this? If not, why not? Spend time at the top of every day in prayer, asking the Father for your daily assignment, and then spend the rest of your day trying your best to accomplish this. If we would but live this way, the words of Jeremiah truly will be directed toward us. So as you continue the Mass today, rejoice, because the Lord has promised you relief, and your day of deliverance will surely come. May God bless you.